15-minute break till 12.
Minute?
Yep. Calling the meeting back to order at 12:03. For the record, all members of the board who were here prior to the break are still here. The next case is case number 11, 21-878. Chief Rosenzweig has stepped away from the table. Okay. Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Matthew Reed. I'm an attorney representing the issuing authority, who is the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in this matter. I do not have a witness with me, as the officer who authored the report, which should be in on the record in this matter, is no longer a member of the Hartford Police Department.
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Very briefly, this is a revocation based on suitability as a result of an incident that occurred in March 28, 2021, in which the appellant is alleged to have fired a 9mm into the air in an effort to scare a raccoon. As a result, he was charged with unlawful discharge of a firearm. That case remains pending before the court, with a court date, as far as the records I have indicate, of December 21st, 2023.
Thank you, counsel. The chief has returned to the table for the record. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah, I just fired, the raccoons came at me, and I fired just to scare them off. So, I didn't want to get bitten by them, so I didn't want to kill them either, because I don't know if they're protected species or what. Standing there, and police came, I told them what happened, but I didn't know that it would be this serious.
Can you speak up, please?
Oh, I didn't know it was that serious. The police came, I told them what happened, and they said I have to get arrested. So, I just went to give them my permit. Gave them my permit, and my sister went with them, and they charged me with a misdemeanor.
Counsel, you may proceed.
Okay, thank you very much. On the record in this case, which I believe the board has a copy, is Hartford Police Department Case 2021-09066. And the report describes an incident that occurred at about 2:20 a.m. on March  28, 2021, in which a shot spotter activation occurred. Shot spotter is a device that detects the sounds of gunshots and provides a specific location. That location was transmitted to police officers. Police officers responded to the scene and found the appellant, along with some, a couple other people. He described an incident, he admitted to firing the weapon. He said it was as a result of a nearby raccoon that had startled he and his friends. And as a result, fearing for his safety, he fired the round in the air. Simply note that this is in a neighborhood in the city of Hartford in the early morning hours, and constituted a violation of the unlawful discharge of a firearm statute. And as a result of that, he was taken into custody and booked on that charge of unlawful discharge of a firearm. As I stated earlier, the case is currently before the Honorable Court in Hartford, and appearance is scheduled on 12/21/2023. Court records are sealed. The police records have not yet been sealed, but the court records have been sealed, and the appellant may be able to shed some light on that. Those are the facts of the case. I would ask the board to accept the report as a standard business record that was prepared contemporaneous with the event, and we have no reason to question the accuracy or validity of the report. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sir, do you have any questions for the attorney based on what he just stated? Does the board have any questions? Seeing none, I know you stated you have no other witnesses, so. Hey, so you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
I just didn't want to get bit by the raccoon, so that's why I just discharging my weapon. And the house behind us, it was a vacant house. It boarded up for years, and no one lived there.
You got to speak up.
The house behind was a vacant house, so no one lived there. So that's why I fired on that way and scared the raccoons. That's basically it. I don't know what else to say. Okay. Wish I had to do it.
Council, is there any questions?
Just a couple of brief questions. For the appellant, can you demonstrate for the board, try to describe it, how you fired the weapon?
I fired towards the back, towards the house that's vacant behind us. Yeah, I fired that way.
So the weapon was in a holster on your side?
Yes.
Okay, and you drew the weapon and you pointed it forward and up? Is that what you're demonstrating? And you pulled the trigger how many times?
One time.
Okay, and what kind of gun was that?
Glock 26.
And after you fired the round, then what did you do?
I holstered it back.
What did the raccoon do?
They sped away and went across the fence, under the fence.
And was there any consideration for safety of either the people that were with you or the neighbors?
As I said, it was a vacant house for years. It was vacant for years, boarded up. So I fired in that direction.
And do you think?
And my girlfriend and the other guys were behind me.
And do you have any idea where that bullet went once it left your gun?
No. I'm assuming it went in the house.
You think it may have hit the house?
Yeah, behind the vacant house.
Okay. And since this event, have you had any other encounters with the Hartford Police Department?
No.
And you understand why you were arrested for unlawful discharge of a firearm? You understand that conduct is illegal?
Yeah, they explained it.
Okay. And where is that gun now?
The police officer took it with my license. They didn't give it back to me.
And as far as you know, they still have the gun?
Yes.
And do you have any other guns at this point?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have no further questions.
Attorney Sinetti?
Okay, now you know that the reason that you get a permit from the state of Connecticut to carry a pistol or revolver is to protect you from death or serious bodily harm.
Yes.
That's the reason for it, okay.
Yes.
Now, you feared for your safety at the time you shot the gun?
Yes, because they say raccoons, they have a disease. I'm from Jamaica. They say they have diseases.
Okay.
If they bite you, you could catch that disease. So I just wanted to steer it away. I didn't want to arm it or anything.
Well, see, that's my next question. If you were justified in reasonable fear of your life or getting seriously hurt by the raccoon, why didn't you shoot the raccoon?
That's why the police officer said I should have shot it.
Because at least that way, the bullet stops in the raccoon, and it's not sailing over the city and landing who knows where and maybe hurting somebody or hitting something.
Okay.
So you think that was a mistake in hindsight?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Colonel Overton.
How far away was the raccoon from you?
The fence was about over there, and we were over there.
So?
And it was coming from the fence towards us.
Where the board is? That white board?
Yeah.
So that's like
25 feet? 20 feet?
Yeah.
20 to 25 feet away?
Yeah, about.
And you were with two friends?
Yeah, my girlfriend and his brother, and her brother.
Okay. You submitted our questionnaire, correct, to the board? Did you write the question 19 that asks, is there any facts to support your case? Did you write that?
My girlfriend was helping.
Who did?
My girlfriend was helping me, so I'm not.
Okay. So
this was a long time.
All right. So I'm just gonna give you one little. Where the second question is, she startled a raccoon with its babies, which was behind a car parked in the driveway. It got aggressive and started attacking her, and she began screaming. Is that true?
Yeah, that's why she screamed. She was beside me, so she screamed, and I just pushed her aside.
I thought the raccoon was 25 feet away when you shot.
about 25 feet, but when it was coming, she screamed. It was coming from the fence. The cars were parked to the side.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, you said it started, your words were, it started attacking her.
Attack? I would say grabbing on her, but it was coming towards her.
I don't think we documented. Maybe somebody can help me with my angle. So you're
45
degrees.
Yeah,
just,
okay.
Right,
just wanted that in the record.
I was going to ask that question. Did you intentionally shoot at the house?
No, not intentionally. I know it's abandoned, but we are
right.
shot in
you
that
You say it's
area.
Abandoned. Do you know that anybody was in it?
No. Yeah. I know it was up for years.
I know, but yeah. homeless people,
I didn't
live,
know.
The
yeah,
homeless
yeah.
people live in abandoned buildings in Hartford?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I
did. You didn't care about that?
No, I didn't. I cared about that, but honestly, I didn't.
So do you think the bullet hit the house or went over the house?
I'm not sure.
If it went over the house, it can go quite a distance away, come
yeah.
down, and then kill somebody in the street. We've had cases before this board where people have fired around it into the air and actually hit someone.
I'm not sure. To be honest, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's the issue. I'm not sure.
What's the status with your court case? Are you on AR? Accelerated rehabilitation?
Yes.
That's your, and, okay.
Yeah, so I'm to go back to court the 21st.
Were there any conditions regarding the accelerated rehabilitation?
Yes.
Like,
okay.
What are the conditions of the AR?
They just say don't get into any trouble.
Okay. Nothing, yeah. anything about firearms or anything like that?
No.
Other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, as I said, I didn't know I would get in trouble for that. I take responsibility for what I did. So, all I can say, I'm sorry for doing it.
Madam Chairperson,
yes.
Belatedly, I have a question
sure.
for the appellant. If you were in a similar circumstance now, what would you do?
I'd probably run.
Let your girlfriend take care of the record. Not really, in all
it
seriousness.
It was so much trouble, I don't want to go down. I haven't been in front of court or anything like that. It's for the first time getting in trouble. So.
I guess what I'm getting at is, what have you learned from this in terms of how you would handle a gun if you got your gun back and your permit back?
Think twice before actually doing anything. Be mindful of other people around.
And how would you store the weapon?
Say that again?
How would you store the weapon?
At home?
Yeah.
I still have a safe where to put a lockbox and keep.
And where do you store your ammunition?
It's in the lockbox as well.
Thank you.
Counsel, would you like to make a closing statement?
Certainly, a brief one. This is a matter of revocation based on this particular act. And this particular act, as it's been described both in the report and been described and affirmed by the appellant, indicates that there was an indiscriminate shooting live round of a round into the air in a populated neighborhood in the city of Hartford during the early morning hours in the proximity of other people and we know in the proximity of animals. It was allegedly fired in an attempt to scare the raccoons and to allow the appellant to protect himself from any risk that was presented by these raccoons. But nonetheless, the indiscriminate shooting is in the air is a violation of the most basic tenets of firearm safety and are not indicative of appropriate suitability for possession of a firearm or a firearm permit, which is why this permit was revoked back in 2021. The commissioner would urge that the revocation be maintained. However, it is not with prejudice, and the appellant certainly has the opportunity to file for a new permit, perhaps once this case is disposed of. If the AR is successful, the case, the charge is erased off his record, you may have a fine opportunity to get a permit again in the future. But at this point, the commissioner would ask for support of the decision to revoke the appellant's pistol permit. Not everybody gets a second chance. We're fortunate in this case that nobody was hurt, that nobody was killed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. Brief factual.
This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The revocation is for suitability. The basis of the denial is an incident that occurred in early morning hours of March 28th of 2021. Hartford Police responded to a shot spotter activation. The appellant was found at in the vicinity of the shot spotter. The appellant was at the scene. He stated that he was in the area when a raccoon they startled a raccoon. The raccoon became aggressive, came toward him in an attempt to scare away the raccoon. The appellant drew his 9mm Glock and fired one shot at about a 45-degree angle above the raccoon toward a vacant home. The appellant was arrested for unlawful discharge and is currently on AR.
Comments by the board?
You're confronted with a raccoon that it's at nighttime, you think it might have rabies or some disease and is coming toward you and you're in fear for your life. I can see in a circumstance like that where you'd be legally justified to shoot the raccoon to stop the threat to your life or the people around you. But the warning shot business, I mean, you could have fired a round into the ground. But firing a round up into the air means there's a bullet traveling God knows where, and that's a danger to the community, and that bothers me seriously. So I echo the comments of the issuing authority that maybe at some point in the future you can get your permit back. But right now, I'd have a hard time saying you're justified in keeping it at the moment.
Other comments?
Sort of echo what Attorney Cinetti said, and just make note at the time of the incident, the appellant had only had his permit about 2.5 years. This is not a situation which is a long time pistol permit holder and 10, 20 years in one incident. This, at the time, the appellant only had his permit approximately 2.5 years.
I would also say if the board votes not to give the permit, it would help the appellant in the future, should he apply again, to have received extra training. Maybe another firearms course about what is appropriate and what is not appropriate.
Other comments? Seeing none. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Cinetti.
Issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you both.